This podcast contains adult language.
Life. You don't understand.
He's been relevant. He's been relevant.
He's been relevant. 1917. Who the fuck they were playing? Was a chain or a slave?
Cumberland College. Now, I was talking to a girl. She said, you know, Georgia Tech, we had the highest score ever. It was 222 to nothing. I was like, who y'all play? She like, Cumberland College. I was like, where is that?
That Cumberland Mall. they do all Bethune-Cumberland like that. So y'all mad at us.
They put on your well. They play cynical.
They play cynical.
Who are going to the league all day team besides the receiver?
Hey, man, we got
and
the
only
best.
One of them been the thing. He on not
oh,
two.
We got on
two.
Who Florida State have put? They had all the great receivers. Who in the league for Florida State play receiver?
Anquan Bowen, catch up.
Calvin Johnson, catch up.
Calvin Benjamin.
Bayway Summer kid. Oh, he's a rookie this year. He's not doing that. I don't know why the Fagger picked that.
He already got a thousand.
Hey, I don't know why the Fagger picked that bomb ass Freeman.
He killed True Fat, did he?
Who is True Fat, though?
As y'all hear, DigitalDarren.com. Today is November the 6th, 2014. Pre-game Georgia Tech versus Florida State. We got Double R.
Been relevant.
Represent Georgia Tech.
What's up, man? Why this guy want to talk about Tech? Florida State ain't been relevant. Like, Lenny, you liked them back when we was in high school, and that was, what, 20 years ago? Then the last time they been good.
And then we got Lenny Self representing Florida State.
What it do, baby? Hey, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my welcome all 7U Blue Panthers hit squad. You know what I'm saying? They on the way to the state title game tomorrow.
And they going out to hit Atlanta Vikings, so get ready. Buckle up.
Yeah, we broadcasting live right now from Old National Park where the welcome all Vikings just beat. Who did they beat, Lenny?
You said who?
Who did Welcome All Panthers beat?
We just got a little rematch on the Atworth Warriors. They was a team, good team last year that put us out of the tournament in the game for the semifinals. And all we wanted was just a little payback today. We got it.
So you being modest about it. Just tell them what really happened, man.
Roll the scope.
Hey, man, it was 34. They're against us. You know, that's all. That's another chapter.
All right, well, let's start off on something a little more interesting. Now, we got the Soda Man in the building, too.
Y'all ready, man? Let me do a 5-4-3 to y'all. We're going to count down 100 episodes. Y'all better get ready. We got a big game tonight. Florida State going against Georgia Tech. Y'all better get ready. Digital Darren Podcast Radio.
All right, so we're going to start like this. For this special episode, we're going to do it boxing match style. We're going to say some special things, some different stats. And we're going to let Soda Man decide. Me and Soda Man going to decide. We're going to let himself say what he feel. We're going to let Double R say what they feel. And we're going to go from there. So first, we're going to start with the non-football stuff or the non-on-the-field stuff. So the first thing is, what school had the best mascot, Florida State or Georgia Tech? So we're going to start. What's Georgia Tech mascot?
Man, you know, it's a jacket, but Florida State, why you on there agree with their mascot? Like,
now, tell them we are yellow jacket.
You a jacket?
Y'all stole the Indians mascot. No, get them four back.
All right, so Lenny Self, Florida State mascot.
And who? Go ahead.
We have Chief Osceola, and we have Renegade. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the Flaming Spill. So what y'all got better?
Chief who?
Osceola.
He an Indian.
Yes.
What tribe?
Seminole.
Now y'all right here stealing these Indians.
All right. Double O. He said it. They got Chief Osceola, Renegade, the Spear. What do y'all got?
The Indians don't even want them to be a Seminole, so they don't count. We won this one hand down. Hey, ask the Indians.
We won the own school and got the Indians approved. Spear
y'all. So what? Y'all got that car, right?
Man, we got a car. You see, we got a classic, man.
It's a Transformer.
We got that 19.
I mean, is it a Transformer?
Yes, it do. It's Transformer to a Bumblebee.
Do a Transformer. I mean, what do they call do besides?
All right, round one. Soda Man, who do round one go to? Who got
round
the best mascot?
Right now, I'm going to give it right now a draw on that one because they didn't give us enough. You feel me? Digital D, this is MC Soda Man. We doing a real live on Digital D podcast.
Soda Man, them folks got a 1917 Chevrolet S10.
Classic.
And it's blowing white smoke. So they ain't even saying, you know what I'm saying? The car
can't drive it anymore, dude.
They can't, it don't go nowhere but 100 yards from one end to the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all right, so next thing, who got to build the school colors? We're going to start with Lenny Self this time. Lenny Self, Florida State, what's the colors?
Garnet and gold. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? Garnet and gold.
Kevin Garnett?
No, Garnets and gold.
Garnet,
it's
out of color.
And then I'm saying, hey, one more thing, man, you forgot about the spear on the helmet, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll vote it.
Now, we're going to talk uniforms. Okay. We're going to get the uniform. So, right now, the colors are Garnet and gold. Double R, what's Georgia Tech colors?
Man, you know, it's blue and gold. Navy blue and gold. Then we had all white. We got to add that white in there.
All right, so that's round two, the better school colors. I'm going to ask Soda Man, who you think got the better school colors? The Garnet and gold of Florida State or the navy blue and gold of Georgia Tech?
These ain't the real questions right now, Digital D. We want to know another question.
Let us win that round.
You can leave the city of Atlanta and won't see another Georgia Tech paraphernalia anyway. But you can go anywhere, you'll see a Florida State, a Miami, a Georgia, Ohio State.
So Alabama, the main teams, okay, like
you see Alabama? Okay. Yeah, these people in the way, man.
Hey,
man.
All right, Bill, we got this round. Let's see what he takes now.
Because y'all with Nike, we with Russell.
It's
Russell's fault. Y'all need to put us out there, man.
So, so let yourself them win round two. Colors. Round three, uniforms. Round three is the uniforms. Who got the better uniforms? So, we're going to start off with Double R. Georgia Tech, describe the uniforms to the fans.
Oh, you know, you have an all white. You know, ain't nothing clean about that white. We have a white out. That all clean white. Have you seen that uniform?
Yes, you did. You seen the last week when Georgia Tech beat Georgia in it.
Been saying for the last 100 years, cause y'all been wearing the same stinking uniform forever. Upgraded. Y'all ain't got what uniform.
Who are y'all uniform providers?
Russell.
Yes, by Russell.
In the world of
FUBU. So you want no Russell cleats back in the day?
No,
you're a liar.
In the world of Nike, Under Armour, Adidas sponsor uniforms. Y'all are the only school, major school left who still use Russell. Huh?
Yes, it's high school. High school people ain't even use Russell.
Yeah, I saw May got Nike jersey now.
That's nice. Everybody got
it. So what are you saying?
So you just described your jersey.
We do this for the underprivileged kids that we wear Russell. Everybody can't afford Nike, so
you
tell
me Under Armour ain't even came to these fucking gate up. Hey, man. Dude, you know what I'm saying? We'll give you something.
Yeah, we didn't want to sign with Under Armour.
So describe Florida State uniform.
I mean, what you want? You want the old school from, you know what I'm saying, from past 5 years ago or 10 years ago? You want before that? You want 20 years ago? Or you want the brand spanking new one this year?
I got number two uniform.
I mean, we got all kind of. We get
just explain to the kind of uniforms you got.
We got we got your classic Garnet jersey, or we got the white jersey. You know what I'm saying? We might turn around. We got a black in now. This year we got a
black. Y'all color. I thought you said your color was, what did he say, Seminole or Garnet?
I said, but we can switch it up like that.
You can't be adding black to y'all color.
We can switch it up.
We have y'all
wearing black. You know what I'm saying? Nike give us
new uniforms every year, right?
You know how it is. You know, Georgia,
they do it like that too.
Yeah. But it's not in your school color. So how you could just say you want to put a pink uniform on? You going to put that in?
Appreciate it. So this year, I'm going to go with this year's uniform. This year's uniform they went with.
It was
$3
for 60
pieces of gum. Okay. All right, kid. Shout out to K, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but we got, you know what I'm saying? We got a little thing for the Seminole tribe and printing it to the uniform to represent, you know what I'm saying? Those that were lost, you know what I'm saying? Doing the lies that were being told around this country, you know what I'm saying? So we represent for the Seminoles and the Indians, the Native Americans everywhere.
Y'all,
all right, so let me finish round. This is round four. Okay.
I got one question for Digital D, though.
Go ahead, Soda Man.
Which school is the oldest?
Oh, shit, I can tell you.
Hold
on, we're going to get to that. One second. All right, so we're going to end round four with, because right now, Lenny Self leading 2-1. We're going to end round four with this. What's your favorite Florida State uniform combination?
Man, I like that. I like that Garnet gold paint. I got to go.
the classic, the normal Garnett and gold.
The only color, that's the only uniform I got, so.
All right. You got all white too, man.
Yeah, so double R. Both of y'all got all white, so but double R. Yeah, double R. What's your favorite Georgia Tech uniform combination?
The all.
Is that a serious question?
The blue, the all blue uniform. We ain't wore that in about 5 years. Well, in the bowl game, you know, we consistently going to the bowl game.
Do y'all have alternate helmets on Georgia Tech? Do y'all have different helmets?
We just got to keep it gold. We'll come out with it.
They got one this year. A Russell did one for
them. For real? Yeah. That white one.
Checkerboard.
Yeah. Which, what y'all got more than one uniform, right?
That's throwback uniform.
Yeah.
We win ships. You know what I'm saying? We don't win ships, we elite. So,
y'all not elite.
I'm going to ask Soda Man, who run around for Soda Man?
Right now, man, I'm going to let you handle that, D, because I'm trying to ask another question first for round five. So come with another question for him right now. 777-9311. Call Soda Man anytime on this D podcast. Holla.
All right, so round four. Got to go with Florida State again, man. Russell screwing Georgia Tech over, man. With no
everybody biased because Georgia Tech done beat Georgia, and they about to beat Florida State, so everybody hate Tech right now.
All right, it's 3-1. Letting himself a Florida State on top. So go on and ask your question, Soda Man. They're round five.
Round five. 5 point, 2 point bonus if you answer this round right now. Which school has sent the most quarterbacks to the NFL?
Oh, so you got to stay on the same question. You gonna go ask which school the older? We gonna get to all this.
I said quarterback.
I said quarterbacks. That's
the
most successful
quarterback.
I
help you out, Florida State.
Not really, Florida State. They got the worst quarterback in the NFL. The
quarterback came out of Florida State. That's successful.
In the league?
None of them. Who has played quarterback?
None of them. He can't
answer. Give me Jordan.
Danny Cannell.
That's a good round. Okay. Who you got? He said Cannell.
Yeah, who the hell is Georgia Tech quarterback?
Danny Cannell? He was garbage. He didn't stay in the league.
Case of Will? You want some Case of Will?
He was a bad guy.
Why would you say Brad Johnson? Super Bowl one.
Yeah.
I could have said Brad Johnson.
He got all the way.
But Brad Johnson, he was a starter, but then he was a backup too.
So who do Georgia Tech have?
We don't put quarterback in the lead. We put receivers in the lead.
All right, so that's going to go to the next question.
If you want to talk about who in the lead, Georgia Tech had the best player in the league right now.
Georgia Tech has only put, you know what I'm saying? I think it was about 3 years ago. Georgia Tech had only put 12 people in the league.
Out of them 12, they better
12
than ever.
12 in the league.
They better than every Florida State player in the league right now.
12, Georgia Tech, go pull up Georgia Tech history of people going to the league, and it's pathetic.
Hey, if you want to go to the league.
It's like Atlanta Area Tech. If you, like the numbers, like for these guys to be playing ball since 1800, these guys have only, like the number of center players to the league is like, it's pathetic, D. Like, this is a number that we'll
hold on, hold on.
Let me
ask you this. Who the best player in the league, though?
In 2 years.
That's going to be a question.
You might get you on this round. What did you say?
Who is the best player in the league?
Good question.
Hold on. We're going to go that.
From Florida State or Georgia Tech.
We're going to get to that. Hold on. Let's compare. round six. Who's the best player in the league right currently from the respective school? Which school got the best player in the league right now?
Yes.
Name a couple of Georgia Tech players. We're going
to
start with Doug.
Do I have to? You see them? Look on Peyton Manning team, you see one on. Look on Green Bay team, you see one on. Morgan Barnett playing safety. Look on the Ravens team, you see Smith at linebacker. Do I need to keep going?
Who is Smith? I don't know who you talking about when you say Smith.
Darren Smith. You don't know him? You don't know him?
So y'all got who else? Megatron, Morgan Barnett.
I forgot about Megatron.
I forgot about him.
You know, he's the best receiver in the league right now. I forgot about Megatron. My bad, Megatron.
So, Megatron, Daryl Smith, Demaryius Thomas, and Morgan Barnett. That's four. Can you name some more?
I can name plenty more, but why should we? Bring these balls from Florida State in the league.
All right, let himself
go. Don't be talking about Devontae Freeman because he's not that good.
This round with over four.
I'm talking about name a player who's doing something in the league.
I mean, damn, not all along. Lawrence Timmy won the high-paid linebacker in the league, and he's always – at the top 10 in tackles every year.
If you look at the tackle, look at
Tony Cromartie.
Listen,
the
Smith tackle.
Man-to-man
I guarantee you Smith tackles are better.
So you got Lawrence Timmons and Antonio Cromartie.
He's taking chances. Okay. The great Anquan Boldin.
That's three. Hey,
He's old. Anquan Boldin around here killing people, man.
He got over 30 catches right now, but go ahead.
Of course, Calvin Johnson.
I mean, not Calvin Johnson. I'm sorry, but Kevin Benjamin. He coming.
Calvin Benjamin, number four. Okay.
He a rookie. And he killing.
Yeah.
Four. He ain't had a better year. Benjamin? He only had 30 catches, too.
Nah, he on pace for rookie of the year.
Yeah, he on pace.
He on pace Calvin for rookie of the year. So I will say that. So go ahead.
Bring that bum quarterback. Then I'm going to break your heart with a real sleeper.
Anton
Smith, the Falcon, the Falcon, don't even know how.
So ding, 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 that round goes to Lynn itself.
How do we go to Lynn? Them bombs?
He said four, and he said five, and I could think of some fruit. He didn't say the Donnell Dockets.
Stephen came out of Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I could have named Stephen Hill and the rest
of them. He got cut. He's not in the lead no more.
He was Carolina.
I could have named Anthony Allen with the Ravens, but I didn't name them
both. Do Anthony Allen see the field?
That's my favorite
team. He said Anton Smith, he's a special team.
You name a special team.
Who name somebody this year, go put up a stat. Who got more longer runs in the NFL right now than Anton Smith?
Our special team?
Yo, I'm saying yards, you know what I'm saying? Per carry or attempt.
So
who got the most yards?
So we're gonna close out that round with Soda Man. Who you got winning that round?
Boy, that was a tough
one. I didn't even name the big dogs. I just named some. You know what I'm saying? I just named a rookie. You know what I'm saying?
Right now on that round, you did get that one, Miller Brooks.
So Florida State got more.
Yo, yeah. Florida State got
that's
that.
Official.
All right, so Florida State got that round. So the next round is this: what school has produced the best NFL player of all time? And tell me who's the best NFL player to come out your school. I want you to nominate one.
Can I name both of ours?
We're gonna start with you.
You don't want me to name
one. Nah, who you want to go first? Let us go ahead and
name.
Nah, go ahead first.
The best. I'm gonna name one on me. He's not the best. But I gotta bring the best linebacker in Falcon history, boy. I gotta bring him here.
Who? Jesse Tucker?
Nah, you know Keith Brookin.
Mr. went to Randolph State.
So Keith Brookin is the best player in Georgia Tech history. NFL that. Player. Yo, history. Bring your best, Rashad. It's only a one player thing. You better bring your best. Who you best in?
And out of the best, and who's going to be out of Georgia Tech? Probably be Calvin Johnson right now.
Okay, so Megatron to be your best player.
Okay. Megatron the best.
All right, so Lennon, who's the best player out of Florida State in history?
I can hit you before our time.
Then why? You got one? You got
no one? Who? I can hit you with Fred Belinikoff.
They got trophies
at Florida State in the NFL. They was subpar.
He won the championship with the Raiders.
Yeah, he did.
He was on the team. He just happened to be in the
Belinikoff. All the people that we grew up with, Deion Sanders, Terrell
Bryant. Yeah, but he said he went back.
Black was a toastmaster.
William, y'all ain't got nobody better than William Floyd. And William Floyd was a fullback. Zach Crockett. Who you got better than Zach Crockett?
You just throw a name. Pull some real name. You may want to just bring Pooh back. Hit that ass.
Who you got better? You got nobody else.
So name your best, man. Because he's best to Calvin Johnson. Name your best.
Deion Sanders, the greatest cornerback ever to play the game.
All right, so we got
Deion to go to Calvin.
Deion, that's tough. Oh, you want me to smash his linebacker with Deion?
No, you win with
no. You said Deion Brooks.
You smash with Deion? Oh, you won with Deion.
You can't win.
Bring your best, Lennon. Bring the best.
Oh, Deion.
Okay. We got to put this out here.
Hold on, before you make it
this
decision.
This is we got to put
Calvin,
this out here.
Calvin's career is not finished, so. His career is not finished. He'll smash Deion stuff, so.
He can't
do stay. You think can't stay that Deion can handle Kevin Johnson?
Oh, that's comparison. Hell yeah. That would have turned into Deion can handle anybody.
He handled the best. He handled the greatest.
Jerry Rice.
Of all time.
Jerry Rice had his way with Deion.
Do you think he can handle Deion can handle Kevin Johnson?
Yeah.
Cam Johnson
ain't Deion the best.
Cam Johnson ain't doing nothing but a nine route.
Deion the best.
Cam Johnson ain't better than Reddick.
Bob said Deion the best athlete he ever seen in his life.
We got that bomb Georgia quarterback throwing. All he can do is throw a bomb.
So this round go to Lennon too.
Y'all hate him, Calvin.
All right, so now.
Y'all hate him, Megatron.
Now we finna get to the actual football part of this. And this, we're going to wrap it up. We got offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. Yes. So let's start off with coaching. Who got the better coach?
Man, we got an offensive guru in Paul Johnson. What's his name? Jumbo Fisher?
I object.
A guru.
I tell you why I object to.
Why?
The ACC gave this bum, Paul Johnson, ACC coach of the year again over Jumbo Fisher. Jumbo Fisher hasn't lost a game in 2 years. 2 years. Jimbo Fisher built his program
out of the jail.
He took his program from Bobby Bowden. You see how we were looking, man.
We went to the jail camp.
Y'all looking flabby and sick.
We didn't have a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We were hurt.
Broke at the scale.
Jimbo came in that thing and took us 10-4, 9-4. Then he took us to the Orange Bowl. We went to the Chick-fil-A Bowl together.
That was the boring Chick-fil-A Bowl I ever went to.
We all went there.
You know what I'm saying? We went to the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
With no guard shield?
This Jimbo now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then we turn around. We beat Notre Dame. We beat Auburn. That's the championship game. Jimbo doing all that. We went
Oklahoma?
To the Orange Bowl. Yeah. Nah, Oklahoma got it.
Oklahoma got it.
But like I say, we took a beating again. Oh, that was the word beating that we had.
That wasn't the one Clint Trick had to slide in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Those days are past us now. You know what I'm saying? We're working on another championship. And Georgia Tech is really just a fly in the windshield. You need to get the hell out of here.
I'm going to tell you this. Florida State ain't been relevant for the last 2 years.
Y'all beat them in the
Then they claim to play Jordan. Y'all put 50 on them with.
We beat the shit out of them in the Sugar Bowl.
Okay, yeah, with DJ Shockley?
Yeah, with DJ Shockley.
What's the furthest?
Hey, y'all been to a BCS bowl?
Man, we have a national championship.
No, that was before the BCS.
They went alone. Yes, we played Iowa.
They lost in the Orange Bowl.
That wasn't the only one. We lost. We played Edwin Jane them. With Joe Hamilton, it was the Orange Bowl back then.
Georgia Tech only has one BCS bowl history. I'm talking about appearance in bowl history.
All right, so let's bring it back to coaches. So let me ask you this: I'm gonna ask you to tell me one good thing about Paul Johnson, Double R. Then I'm asking Lenny Sutter to tell me one good thing about Jimbo Fisher, and then Soda Man gonna decide. All right,
I'm gonna tell you about Paul Johnson. He say Jimbo's such a good coach. Paul Johnson 2-1 against this guy. He's supposed to be a good coach. Paul Johnson has some number three-star athlete, taking to be marvelous NFL players. And to go, and these guys get all the little jailhouse players they get. Man, we 2-1 against them. So how can you not go with this guy, Paul Johnson, in this game?
Playing himself?
Hey, I'm going with Jimbo, man. Because like I say, Jimbo, he's taken a piece of Nick Saban, he's taking a piece of Bobby Bowden. He's put it all to split in it, and he's put it in this pot and just made this wonderful gumbo, man. You know what I'm saying? He believes in his kids. Like I say, he has kicked some good kids off the team. People forget that. Greg Reed one of the kids that turned the Florida State program back around. He kicked him off the team. You know what I'm saying? He kicked another big linebacker, a big heavy recruit. You know what I'm saying? From Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like Jimbo kicking players out. He kicked Jeremy Forson, a good receiver we had from Columbus, Georgia. We got people getting kicked off. But Jameis Winston is doing childish shit. You want to get mad to kick him off. You want to be mad at Jimbo because he ain't kicking Jameis off for childish shit. Fucking right in the butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gonna be mad about that?
Hey, you mad he said to your daughter?
Come on, man.
You wouldn't be mad if he said to your daughter?
I'm talking about Georgia Tech, man.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, get this guy out of the field.
All right, so with that being said, Soda Man, you heard both of their arguments. Who do you say?
I'm going to give this round to Shaw because he did one thing he asked. Middlebrook, one time. He said, Lennox, I'm 2-1 against you.
So you give it to Paul Johnson and Georgia Tech?
Yes, I will on this one.
No, Rashad not 2. Rashad is 1-2 against us.
Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson is 1-2 against us.
No, he's 2-1 against us. We beat y'all twice.
We beat him twice.
Y'all beat us one time last year in the championship game with Mr. Tevin Campbell himself threw the pick.
Do you want to know Florida State record against Georgia Tech?
We talking about that.
All right, so let's go to the next round.
We just talked about coach, up to date.
We're going to start with Lynn Sell this time. Yeah. Who's Florida? We're going to go with best player playing in the game today.
Okay.
Who the best player playing in the game today for Florida State?
Best player right now playing for Florida State right now?
In the game today. Who the best player playing in the game today for Florida State?
Man, I'm going to go with Anquan Boldum out of Darnell Dockett.
Playing in the game today when y'all play Georgia Tech.
Oh, to play
today.
Yeah.
Today game.
Oh, shit. Jameis Winston. Who better than Jameis?
Think he better?
Real quickly, give one statement about Jameis Winston.
Or can I get a slash?
Go ahead.
Jameis Winston slash Rashard Greene. Rashard.
Tell him why. Tell me why.
I mean, the man's four. He's given Florida State 4 years of blood, sweat, and tears. That's why he's broken all the receiver records of great receivers like Peter Ward. You know what I'm saying?
Lawrence Dawson, you know what I'm saying? All these guys. You know what I'm saying? But Jameis Winston, Nick O'Leary. Who you got better than Nick O'Leary?
All right. So you said you can bring in a three-headed monster, Nick O'Leary, Jameis Winston.
Dalvin Cook, can I bring him in the party?
You can't bring the whole team.
You bring the whole team.
Why can't I stop Dalvin Cook?
All right, so double R, who the best player on Georgia Tech?
Best player
buddy.
Georgia Tech.
Buddy.
Hey, I'm going to tell you. And the best player who's going to make a difference in the game going to be our center.
Number two. Number two, y'all better
play. The center who snapped the ball.
Yeah. Because he going to – I'm Jordan telling you.
Over cut. Chop block.
Chop block.
Hold on. Let go. Go ahead. Tell, yeah, I never heard of a center in football being the best player.
The best player.
Because – I'm sorry. I can't even be objective when he said it.
Go ahead. He the best player.
But it can't be, though.
Yeah, he made this offense click though without our center who going through calling the plays getting the line ready with our quarterback.
I played in the offense. Y'all, the ball is snapped on one every time. It's not. That's it. It's snapped on one every
time.
That's
the call he do. He
line y'all up or whatever.
He the quarterback.
So the man. What's the center's name? Do you know his name? Y'all will win this round if you know the name.
I forgot his name right now.
So the man, who do you have winning this round? The center from Georgia Tech or Jameis Winston, Nick O'Leary, Rashard Greene, and Devin Cook? Who you? I know who I got winning this round. You want me
it
to go?
It's gonna really be. Dalvin Kusikiki.
Florida State win this round.
Whenever.
All right, so we talked about just overall who got the best player. Let's talk offense, defense, and special teams. Okay. Real quickly, let's go with offense.
Yeah.
Go start with Lynn himself. Offense, Florida State.
What you want to go with? What you want to know?
I hit you with a little bit. I got facts.
What y'all going to run tonight?
Facts. Give us whatever you want to give.
How y'all going to beat them tonight?
We going all Jameis. You know what I'm saying? But watch that young guy. We're going with Jameis. Rashard Greene, Nick O'Leary, and please watch Dalvin Cook. You know what I'm saying? The young boy from Miami, man. You know what I'm saying? 305, number four. Watch him tonight. Now he going to burn you now.
All right, so give us a real quick key what Florida State have to do on offense to win the game.
Move the ball. Move the ball forward. No mistake. Let's just play mistake-free ball, man. It's Georgia Tech, man. Just go out here and just practice. Just have fun.
And the offensive MVP for Florida State, if Florida State win, it'll be who?
Jameis Winston.
Double R. Georgia Tech offense. Describe the offense to him.
Man, they run a triple option, but we don't have one good player on offense. Georgia Tech, they run the offense perfection. They average 300 yards rushing the game, so that's our big key, running the ball.
Is that against the Citadel?
No, it was against Georgia, to be honest. Georgia Bulldogs. So we just looking to come out, get this running attack. We might pass the ball maybe five times, but we're going to beat them running. So that's all I'm telling you about.
So your key is just to make sure y'all control the clock and run the ball.
Ball control.
So let me ask you this. Give me an offensive MVP of Georgia Tech win the game.
The offensive MVP going to have to be Justin Thomas, number five, because we don't need him turning the ball over. We play mistake-free. We win it, hands down. Florida State give up the run. What there is it? I think they, 20th against the run?
All right, so let's start with defense. We're going to go with Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech defense. Tell us what they have to do to win.
Man, we need
against Florida State offense.
Oh, we got to do the same. We got to go with the same thing we did last week, bend but don't break. We need to get at least two turnovers. I know Florida State going to have some good drives with Jameis Winston, but he will give you the ball. He will turn the ball over. So, you know, we want him to throw the ball because he's going to give you two picks. So that's all we need. We get two picks, we going to turn them into points, and we will – control, win this game, and shock the world to beat this. They was number one, but they number what, five?
I love this guy, man.
Do you have a defensive MVP?
You're going to have to be the whole defense. I can't give you no MVP because we play together.
Team ball.
Georgia Tech defensive MVP going to be Jameis Winston. He's going to whack their ass.
All right, so Lynn himself, what y'all got to do to stop Georgia Tech?
Hey, just contain, man. You know what I'm saying? Watch your knees. I mean, that's all these bombs going to do is cut you low. Shot that ain't football. You know what I'm saying? You want to damage us for going to the national championship because you around here, you block like a man. Block like a man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about we don't play big boy football or SEC type football. We got the players to do that. We built for that. But Georgia Tech right here running the offense that they were running when Theodore Roosevelt was in the office. You know what I'm saying? This guy's dead. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so give me a defensive MVP.
Jalen Ramsey.
remember that name. He'll get
number eight, safety.
All right, so Soldier Man, you heard offensive defense. Me and you going to start out and pick a final score for the game and who we got winning, and then we're going to let them pick a final score for the game and who got winning. So I'm going to start out with you. Who you got winning, what you got to score with?
I think this game right here, MC Soda Man Style, how y'all doing out there? Digital D Podcast. I think the final score going to be 30-28. Georgia Tech.
Soda Man got Georgia Tech. This is Darren. I got the score being 50-17. Florida State with 50. Georgia Tech with 17.
Just mad because of what we did to Georgia last week.
It's going to be a blowout.
You know, right, the reason I say that, though, I need retaliation because I'm going with Georgia Tech tonight. If Georgia Tech throws the ball tonight, they'll win the game.
It's going to be hard for us to throw because we're missing our good receivers. Exactly.
Smelter, yo. So, double off. We're going to let you go on.
I got a fullback named Lewowski.
But you got to remember, though. What Florida State has done in five games,
they haven't
coming back at the end. They've been losing, and they come back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, Soda Man on it.
Soda Man.
Where have we been doing for the last 28 games?
I'm talking about the four games lately.
So, let's go on and say, so far, Soda Man got Georgia Tech winning 30-28. I got Florida State winning 50-17. It's time for Double R to go on and make his prediction and tell us why he think. Who he think gonna win and why? Of course, he think Georgia Tech gonna win, but go ahead and give us a score and tell us why.
It's gonna be 43-40 game. Gonna be a high scoring game, and really gonna come down to who made the last mistake. Jameis Winston, he made a mistake. You got pressure on your head, boy. You about to go to jail for rape. So he thinking about all this. He gonna throw an interception. He gonna get the game away. We gonna win the game, 43-40, because Florida State will turn the ball over. Georgia Tech was sealed to win, just like how Georgia pissed away their chances to win the game when they went into overtime.
Florida State going to piss away their chances.
Yeah. You know how Georgia kicked their little swiggly kick and we got
good field position.
Yes. You remember that? What were you thinking when that happened?
What the fuck is Mark Rick doing?
So you was pretty mad with that?
Yes, I was.
So you were thinking like, damn, Georgia Tech going to beat us.
I wasn't thinking that because it was like 18 seconds though, but y'all pulled it out.
Okay, what the hell was y'all scared of to kick a squibbly kick?
That's George. That's possible. I don't know.
Who the hell from Georgia Tech was going to take it 99 yards?
Well, exactly. I didn't know how you was feeling that game. That's how he going to be feeling tonight.
I was thinking like, damn.
Damn, how the fuck we lose to them? How we lose to them?
We about to send y'all lad to the goddamn Liberty City Bowl, Car Care Bowl. Cause that's where you belong with your bums. Hey, y'all sitting around here wasting everybody's time around here talking about, hey, we here. And the past 2 years, y'all been around here sneaking into each championship game, waiting on somebody else to lose or wait. Hey, we gotta wait to see who gonna get the vote.
Don't wait. Duke pissed away their chances.
We were undefeated. We didn't lose the game.
So let me ask you this. Let's go on and say the final score and why y'all win. Because of course you with Florida State. So go on and give a final score and why y'all win.
Hey, I'm gonna put you in on the seat. We got one of the worst defensive coordinators this year in Florida State history. I mean, I've only seen three Florida State defensive coordinators in my life.
Mick Andrew,
now Mark Stoops. Oh, yes. Andrew Stoops,
Pruitt
for 6 months.
But he took y'all to a national championship.
He didn't take us in a while. Because Mark Stoops had us at number four. The number four ranked team.
Well, he kept the car going. He kept it moving.
But y'all the players train wreck.
But you see, y'all still got the same players and it's turned into a train wreck.
Because now, the system that we ran with Stoops and Pruitt was damn near identical. They were identical. But now we got this guy for Georgia Tech. I don't know what he must think he at Georgia Tech.
With those one-star athletes.
Like this is real football, man.
I understand. Never had no good
You're not playing Elon. You're not playing
Walford and
Emory, Walford. You're not playing Sanford. You're not playing this guy. You're playing real football in Florida State.
No, you play FAMU. Senator.
I'm kind of disappointed because I wanted Will Muschamp to join the greatest team or coaching staff probably ever assembled.
Where did he go to?
I don't know. He's probably going to end up in Auburn or South Carolina.
Yeah.
But both of them, really.
So let me ask you this. You never said the score and why y'all win.
The reason I went to the defensive coach is because he's shitty. And my thing, like I say, I agree with Shaw. It's going to be a game, back and forth game. But if this guy calling defense called the perfect game for us, man, I'm talking about, man, we're going to beat the dog mess out of them folk.
Give us the score.
Perfect game? Defensive call game?
No. This how you feeling?
40. 44 to 3.
Oh, God. Realistically, that's the score. Give us a realistic score.
Realistically, I'd probably go with, probably like I said, 35-30.
Okay, so realistically, it's 35-30. Floor. So it's a tight game. All right, so let me ask you this. At first, he said 44-3 would be the score. Then he came back and said realistically 30. He said he came back. He's shaking in his boots. I say 50-17. I think they're going to beat the shit out of Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech don't have the athletes. I think
Florida State is not that good.
And the win to get in scenario, I think they come out focused.
I think why this game going to be different is because they're playing in Charlotte. If it was a home game or something, it might be different. But this is going to be a whole different scenario. It's equal opportunity.
So let me say this then. You guys don't see y'all scores. Y'all looking at the game anyway? If people want to join y'all?
I don't want to look at the game with this guy. Cause hey, I don't want to hear none of this nonsense I've been hearing all the time. I don't want to hear this guy. I just want to beat him and get this guy the hell out of here. So
he don't want to be around because he know. If Georgia Tech win, it ain't gonna be pretty for you, boy.
We won 28 straight. I don't give a damn about Georgia
Tech. You 2-1 again. They got all the marbles to lose this game. We have nothing to lose, so it's more pressure for Florida State than Georgia Tech now. What do we have to lose?
Thank y'all for listening to me at DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
What more do you want? They stayed over the same size.